This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Latino advocacy groups are sharing their legislative priorities. Those range from affordable housing to air and water quality. CPR's Ben to Berkeley reports they rallied at the Colorado State Capitol Monday.
One measure these groups want to see pass would allow local communities to control rents. Another in the works would create a water testing program for mobile home parks. They're also backing a bill to require certain parts of the state to provide emergency alerts in Spanish and live interpretation during a 911 call. On a bigger scale, Latino advocates say they want more homes in the state of all prices and types, and to see development prioritize helping people live closer to where they work. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
More than $1 million in taxpayer money went out to Denver mayoral candidates this month. It was part of the final payment from the city's Fair Elections Fund for the spring election. The program matches qualified donations to candidate campaigns. So far, it's spent more than $7 million in Denver taxpayer money this election cycle. And an Aspen Olympian known as the father of the modern ski boot will enter the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame this weekend. Sven Coomer was selected for the hall in 2021, but COVID delayed his induction. Aspen Daily News reports Coomer has spent six decades as a ski racer. Combining his passion for skiing with an engineering background, he created Nordica's first mass-production plastic ski boot in the late 60s. Many of his design innovations are still in use. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.